If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and we are talking about an event coming up on Saturday. It will be the Bartlesville Christmas Parade, and a sponsoring organization for numerous years now, the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, and Mike Dronach in to tell us all about it. And I know we've Christmas Parade, Mike, traditionally has been for quite some time, the first Saturday in December, but we've got some new people in town, so let's just start from the beginning. It all starts Saturday night, right?
Yes, it does. What we're asking is the people that are entering their floats be in the parking lot, start lining up about 2 o'clock, because there's a lot of the floats that have more work to be done on them, and so they'll do that. But actually, we want them in line no later than 4 o'clock, we're asking, so that that time they can be judged. Mm-hmm. Because we have a panel of judges that will go around and look at the floats, and we would like to see them in all their finery before they pull out of the parking lot.
That's a good idea. And and I know really you're asking people to enter by this Friday. So you don't want any, I know you're going to get one, but you don't want any surprise. Hi, we're here. Where can we line up?
Exactly. We're asking that everybody please have their entries in by at least Friday afternoon by 5 o'clock, because I have to spend several hours putting people in line and assigning their slots.
It would be nice if you could do it just on a, you know, you registered first, you're first in line, but we don't want three bands up next to each other.
Exactly.
You also try to, I know it's just the way I think when we think about a parade, we don't think about it, how it's lined up, but you'll have a band followed by usually something that doesn't make music, the Boy Scouts or something like that, maybe if it's a walking entry, and then another float that maybe does have some really loud music to it, followed by the motorcycle group, something that is different. We don't want to see all the bands together. We don't want to see all the banks together. A long string of Boy Scouts doesn't really work either. Let's get some interest in some variety in how you line these parades up, right?
That is it exactly, because what the whole parade is to entertain the public here in Bartlesville, and we do not want to make any one float or the other dominate. If there's an ooh and aah factor, we would like to have the public ooh and aah at the right time for that.
I mean, it's traditional, obviously. Well, maybe not obviously. Santa is always at the peak, the climax of the parade after we've seen everything else. Ha ha, Santa Claus.
That's it exactly, Charlie. In fact, we have Santa lined up at where we're exiting from the Phillips parking lot. So the children and everybody that's in the parade also get to see Santa as they're exiting the parade. Even though he brings up the tail end, we don't want them to miss out on seeing Santa.
Well, the parade route hasn't changed, at least not significantly, in at least 10, 12 years, or probably longer than that.
Yes.
It does take it, leave the Phillips parking lot, come down the Frank Phillips Boulevard, and then make a turn
on Osage. That is correct. And then it goes down to 6th Street or Silas in front of the community center, and then heads back to the Phillips parking lot. And in the past, we've had several of the organizations, shall remain unnamed, have exited the parade early.
Well, one year it was the fire department. There was a fire.
There was a fire, yes. It happened to be somebody that was in the parade that we were very close to, unfortunately. But the big thing that we are asking again this year, that we do every year, is that if you are handing out candy along the parade route, we ask that you have candy walkers along the side of your float, and to hand out personally candy.
Personally give it to the youngster as opposed to throw it on the ground.
That is correct, because we don't want any accidents. And little children see something laying on the ground and they go after it and they don't stop to think. And it's tough to react really quickly for something like that.
Yeah, whether you're talking about driving a large float with towing, you know, a truck, whatever, towing a float, or even horses don't always turn as quickly as we think they should.
That is exactly it. And we will have along the parade route, the Bartlesville Amateur Radio Club is going to be outfitted in yellow vests with lights. And so if there is a parade stoppage, they'll notify us back in the parking lot. And hopefully they will control the flow of the parade and not allow anything to stop the parade.
So on the entry form for your float or entry in the parade, if you are the type of entry, I'm not picking on them, but the Shriners motorcyclists tend to go up and back and around and put on a show as opposed to just follow the flow of the parade, then you would want them to tell you that, right? On their entry form, yeah.
Yeah, we've asked that all groups, in years past, we tried to stop the parade for the bands to play at an intersection or something, and according to them, the bands themselves, they do not want to do that, that they have outlined their music for continuous marching.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to try to follow again this year.
And now there have been some special events, and I think it was about 4 or maybe 5 years ago where they let you know about it, but you did have a proposal of marriage at one point during the parade, and we were clued in on that and changed our broadcast location so that we could be on hand when, in this case, she did say yes. But those special events have been known to happen. I hope they let you know about them.
Yes, if they have anything planned, they better tell us about it in advance.
We're talking with Mike Dronach and previewing the Bartlesville Christmas Parade, of course, sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville. Mike, you've got a website that people can get their entry to you, a link on the website by emailing the forms in and that sort of thing.
That's right. If they go to BartlesvilleChristmasParade.org, pretty sure it's .org.
Sounds right, but
yeah,
you're the expert.
Sounds right. There will be a link for their registration form, and they can pay online at the same time.
We'll take a short break and continue our time with Mike Dronach in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning, talking with Mike Dronick. He is the parade co-chair for Saturday night's Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville Christmas Parade. And we've mentioned you do, you are asked to pre-register with the Kiwanis by Friday. I'm going to say by noon. What is your actual deadline on?
I will accept up to 5 o'clock.
Okay. You're generous, Mike. I would want more time to work on that. But again, you're asked to be, if you're registered, to be in place at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And people will say, wait a minute, the parade's not till dark. Why do you want me there at 2? Well, you need to register things. You need to judge them. And like you said, sometimes there are things that are not put on a float, particularly until you arrive on scene, because, well, they blow around. They're not, you know, they're last-minute additions.
That is correct. Everybody, we very rarely have a float that comes complete into the parking lot because they have to transport it from someplace there. And we understand that. And the same thing applies to all the riders on the float, because we do like to get pictures of the complete float as it sits in the parking lot, because along the parade route, obviously you have a lot of people watching the parade, and it's hard to get a very good picture of the parade during the parade.
Yeah, it is. Now, I know, and I know you know, that there are going to be a few entries that will not quite be able to meet that 2 o'clock deadline because, well, there's another parade in Nowata at about that time.
That is correct. Fortunately, in years past, we've made allowances for those that are moving from the Nowata Parade into the Bartlesville Parade. So there's always room in the parade for everyone. It's just that when we want to acknowledge all the entries that have taken a lot of time mm-hmm. to put together their float or whatever they're bringing into the parade.
Yeah, and those are a miniature work of art in many cases. So a lot of time and man hours and, oh, and by the way, dollars have gone into those floats.
That is correct. And this year we're adding a new category for judging, and that is the parade theme, which is the sound of Christmas. Now, a lot of people think the sound of Christmas is strictly music, but it could be bells, anything that is associated with sounds with Christmas.
It can be, in my opinion, the shriek of the kids when they realize Santa's been there.
That's it, exactly. The only thing is, snow does not make a lot of noise when it hits the ground. So, but there is a musical element to something like a snow theme.
There is. And, yeah. And certainly I think people will find themselves maybe even on ice and ice skating, because tying in the skating rink that the Chamber is bringing downtown this year.
That is correct. In fact, they're just going to be around the corner from where the parade route is. So.
What are the judging criteria? You mentioned they're judging different things, but how do you evaluate float A versus float B? And I know that you have different categories for commercial and non-commercial and religious and that sort of thing.
Yes, what we do is that we have a panel of judges who tour the parade as they're lining up, and they spend some time talking with the people, looking at the aesthetics that they have done into it, and obviously the ones in the years past have been the ones that have spent more time and attention to, as you said earlier, detail on their own float. We have the different categories. We have the nonprofit, which is a very large group, and there we hand out a first place, a second, and third to nonprofits. The same applies to the business category, which usually have more money they can put into their floats, so they should be separated from the nonprofit. We have a first, second, and third there. And then we have the what we call the corporate, which are the very large floats, and we want to acknowledge them separately from everyone else. We mentioned this year we're going to have the one that adheres closely to the theme, the Sound of Christmas, for this year. And then, of course, we have the overall winner, and that's usually... We won't mention any names, but it's been spectacular in the years past and has always had a lot of ooh and ah potential.
Yes, and if you, well, I get to report on those, so I think I know which one we're talking about. But at this point in time, for purposes of what we're talking about right now, it could change, so we'll see how it works.
Yes, uh-huh.
Then you've got the assortment of non-judged entries, politicians that are riding a car, or, of course, Grand Marshal for the parade this year. You got
Susan Mueller is our Grand Marshal this year. She will lead off the parade. The parade always starts with the police reserve patrol car.
Can't think of a better way to start.
Yes, and then the color guard. And then the Grand Marshal. And this year, the fire department and all of our emergency responders are going to be in the parade, as they are in every year. But this year, the fire department is going to have its own color guard behind the patriotic banner.
Okay.
And so they will be leading all the emergency responders that follow behind.
That color guard formed a little bit more than a year ago.
That is correct.
It was, I want to say, September-ish, but anyway, a little bit more than a year ago.
That is correct.
But this will really be their first parade performance that I can think of.
Yes, I'm not sure whether they were in the veterans parade.
I was busy on the air, and I can't say for sure either way.
Yeah. So, but anyway, along with our... We only had two bands again this year because, unfortunately, the parade date always falls on the state band contest.
I think the contest needs to change its date, but realistically, that's not going to happen. They would say, Bartlesville, you change.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But we don't want to conflict or challenge Dewey's Christmas parade because they've had traditionally always the second Saturday mm-hmm. of the year, and so we've always had the first Saturday. And unfortunately, one year that we had snow, there was a conflict, and that caused a lot of problems with the people because people, they had registered for both parades, mm-hmm. and which one do we participate in? And I don't like to see that. Nobody really likes to see that.
I don't think it's anybody's first, second, or third choice, but you really didn't have much choice on that one.
That year, that was the truth, yes.
It's a wonderful parade, and you know, it brings out the kids, and there's a certain, I think when it's called Christmas and parades, there's a certain youngster in all of us, regardless of our age. We want to see that parade. We enjoy waving at the people on the parade float.
That is true. It's one of my favorite times of the year, for sure. Or I guess I wouldn't be doing it in the first place. But I want to see things... everybody wants to see things run smoothly and have everybody have a good time and enjoy the parade because it is the launching of the season, even though maybe some businesses try to start it a little bit earlier than that.
Well, at least we're not starting at Halloween. Anyway, Mike, the parade steps off downtown Bartlesville from the Phillips parking lot. What time do you exit the parking lot?
The parade starts promptly at 5:30, according to my phone.
And I have no doubt that you will be, which means somewhere around 5:35 or so, it will reach my broadcast location about a couple blocks down the street. And I know where you're going to get me all the information on the winners so that we can describe the winners as they pass by on the parade. And again, if you're passing out candy to the kids, please put it in their hand. Don't throw the candy at them.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Thank you. I do appreciate the time.
News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Governor Mary Fallon.